The Quran says, "Wala tajassasu," and do not search for hidden faults. What is tajassus? Attempting to find out about people's secret matters and faults is known as tajassus. For example, asking someone, "You stay awake late into the night, do you read Fajr Salah or not?" Let's say a new employee starts work somewhere. It is tajassus if someone then asks the boss, "Does your new employee work well or not?" Asking this question without a reason sanctioned by Sharia is also considered to be searching for faults in people. The employer may then fail into sin by responding with, "He is lazy," or "He does not earn his wage lawfully," etc. Without a valid reason provided by Sharia to follow someone in search of their shortcomings and look into their home, etc., is also a form of tajassus. Two rulings related to tajassus. Number one, it is haram to seek the faults of a Muslim. Number two, when seeking to employ someone or deciding upon a suitable marriage partner, it is not forbidden to find out things about them, but only to a necessary extent. Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once declared, "O those who have professed faith with their tongues, but have not yet had faith enter their heart, neither backbite Muslims nor seek their shortcomings, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the faults of a person who searches for their faults. As for whoever's faults are revealed by Allah, such a person is disgraced even if they are hiding away in their own home." O those who love Allah's Messenger, from this hadith, we learn that backbiting Muslims and seeking their faults are the work of hypocrites. We also learn of how searching of others' shortcomings result in one's own disgrace and humiliation. He who searches for flaws in others will harbor some flaws of his own. It is entirely possible their own flaw may be so severe that if others knew about it, the person would face much disgrace in front of everyone. Anyone who searches for the faults of others should fear how Allah may cause their own faults to become visible to all, causing them to face severe humiliation. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.